And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank God. How are you?
I am fine. I promised the listeners that we will discuss Parshat HaShavua, but I forgot that we're going to discuss Shavuot.
That is correct. Well, that also becomes part of Parshat HaShavua because that's what we're going to be reading on this coming week anyway.
You see?
So you weren't totally wrong. First of all, before we start, you know, obviously everyone knows what happened in Israel yesterday, so our hearts go out to all the victims and all the people that are suffering at this period of time.
Yeah.
That they should know of. We should try and we got to just pray and do what we can do from this part of the world and hope that there will be peace.
Pray for that.
Absolutely. What is Shavuot? You know, people, not everyone knows what Shavuot. People don't even know that there's a holiday that is called Shavuot. But Shavuot is the holiday where the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai.
Matan Torah.
That's right, in Hebrew, more than 3,300 years ago. And every year on the holiday of Shavuot, we renew our acceptance of God's gift, and God re-gives the Torah. It's like, you know, you have the couples and people that want to renew their vows after 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever it may be.
And that reminds me that it's my anniversary.
That is correct. Happy anniversary. You should have many,
you see,
many.
It's all come together.
That's right. That's right. The renewal of your marriage. This is the renewal of our marriage between us and God.
Yeah.
The word Shavuot means weeks in Hebrew, and it marks the completion of the 7-week counting period between Passover and Shavuot, which is known as the counting of the Omer.
And people can't get married on that time, right?
They don't get married, well, because the 49 days, the 7 weeks, are a period of mourning.
Yeah.
We don't get married. There are some people that will get married after Lag BaOmer, but the majority of people won't get married till right after Shavuot, which is actually interesting. I'm actually going to be in New York next week, right after Shavuot. Literally a couple of hours after Shavuot is done, I drive to New York for my nephew's wedding. So we might be doing, we'll try, do an interview next week all the way from the Big Apple.
We'll do that.
Now, the giving of the Torah was a far-reaching spiritual event, one that really touched the essence of the Jewish soul for all of time. And the sages, our sages, really compared it to a wedding between God and the Jewish people. Now, Shavuot also means Shavua, an oath, for on this day God swore eternal devotion to us, and obviously in turn we do the same to Him. And one more thing that people don't necessarily know is that in ancient times, 2 wheat loaves would be offered in the Holy Temple. And it was also that this time the people would begin to bring the Bikurim, their first and choicest fruit, to thank God for Israel's bounty of everything that they needed in life. You know, that's in general quickly what the story of Shavuot is. But really, you know, there was a very big argument between the angels that are in heaven and Moses and the human. Because when Moses ascended to the heaven to receive the Torah, obviously, the angel protested to God and said, "What is a human being doing amongst us? Why is he here?" And Moses said, God said, "He has come to receive the Torah." And the angel said to them, "This treasure, this hidden treasure, the esoteric part of the Torah, which was hidden from Moses and from everyone for over 974 generations, before it was given now, and you wish to give it to the flesh and blood, don't give it to him. Keep it up here in heaven. This is where everything that is spiritual happens. Down there is crazy. They're not going to keep your Torah. They don't want to do all those the laws that you want them to do." And God to Moses said, "I'm not going to answer them." Moses, answer them. Tell them. Why are you coming to receive the Torah? Why is it so important to you? And Moses said, "This Torah that you're giving it to me, God, what is written in it?" Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. One second. something just popped out. I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We're back on.
Something popped on from my computer.
The computer was probably so excited about the Torah, it decided to say something.
You see, we are all excited.
That's right. So Moses said to them, the Torah that you're giving us, what is written in it? I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of the land of Egypt. He asked the angels, did you descend to Egypt? Have you been slaves to Pharaoh? Why should the Torah be yours? Then he goes on, what else does it say? Well, you should have no other God. Do you dwell amongst any other idol worshiper nation? No, you don't, angel. What else does it say? Remember the Sabbath. Do you work? Do not swear falsely. Do you do business? Honor your father and mother. Do you have parents? Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Is there jealousy amongst you? Do you have an evil inclination? This is what the story goes on in the Talmud. And Moses is arguing with the angel and saying, you don't deserve, there's no reason for you to have the Torah. Therefore, the Torah was given. He won the argument, obviously. He was a very, very good lawyer. And the Torah was given to humans because we all have challenges in our lives. But with the Torah as our guide, we can overcome them. We're able to use it as a means to be able to be able to become better. And therefore, the Torah was given to us as humans down here versus the angels. The angels are spiritual. The angels are holy. What are they going to do with the Torah? They can't even do half of the laws, or nearly all the laws that is brought down in the Torah. Maybe one law they can do is, I am God, your God. That's it. And therefore, Moses won that argument, and because of that, we received the Torah. And because of that, we are able to, every year, revisit our commitment to God. And because of that, we celebrate Shavuot. Now, obviously, everyone knows that, like every other holiday, Shavuot has a lot of customs and a lot of things that we do. One of the things that we do is we stay up all night, which Shavuot this week, this year is this coming Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday, and ends Monday night. So Saturday night, we stay up all night and we learn. And the reason for this is because the Jews slept in on the day that they were supposed to receive the Torah. We want to make sure that we're prepared to receive the Torah, and we don't sleep in. And we want to make sure that we listen to the life messages that it says in the Torah, and we don't sleep through them. Obviously, we eat a lot of dairy food.
Yeah.
People love cheesecake, lasagnas, blintzes, quiches, eggplant parmesan, whatever. We go crazy. Why is it? Why is it that we eat dairy? Most of the times on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath, on the holidays, on Rosh Hashanah, whatever, we're eating brisket and turkeys. We eat meat. Why on Shavuot specifically do we need to have dairy? You know, when the Torah was given to the Jews, now we all became obligated to observe the laws of kashrut, of kosher.
Yeah.
Before the Torah was given, we weren't obligated. There were people that did it, that had divine intervention, our sages, so on and so forth, but we didn't have the laws. Now that we were given the Torah, we had the laws. And as the Torah was given on Shabbat, that was the day that the Torah was given, no cattle, no animal would be able to be slaughtered, nor could the utensils that they used before and be koshered. And thus, on that day, they ate dairy because they had no other choice. Now, think about it. What's the lesson we can take from that? Is that when you learn something new in life, integrate it immediately. Make it become part of your life right away. Don't start, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it in 2 days, in 3 days. No, right away. That's what they did. Right away, they ate what they were able to eat, which was what? Dairy. There's a couple of other reasons. Just as milk is a baby's, for example, first food, we remind ourselves that as much as we've studied the Torah, we're all really just beginning. You know what the expression goes? It says the more we study, the more we realize how much we don't know.
Yeah.
Torah is also likened to milk. Why? Because Torah milk is best kept in earthenware, in things that are from the ground, vessels. It's spoiled in gold and silver. It doesn't last long.
Yeah.
The Torah is taught that the best is to be humble. The Torah will spoil in the hands of the people that are egotistic, haughtiness, so on and so forth. And one of the last things is that Moses was drawn from the water on the 6th of Sivan, the 6th day of the month of Sivan, and was only willing to nurse from what? Everyone knows the story, from a Jewish woman who happened to be his mother. So therefore, there are so many things that go into a holiday. One of them is, as we always know, it's food. And the, one of the last things that we do is we adorn the home, the synagogue, with greenery and flowers. And that is because in the time of the temple, the fruit, the first fruits of the harvest were given on Shavuot.
That's the Bikurim. Right?
That is the Bikurim, exactly. And although Mount Sinai, which the Torah was given on, a small mountain, was in the desert, when the Torah was given, God caused the mountain to bloom and produce flowers miraculously. So therefore, that's why we do it. So that is really the story of Shavuot in a nutshell with some of the lessons. So I encourage, one of the big things that we do on Shavuot is we hear the Ten Commandments, which is a huge mitzvah to do. So I encourage everyone on Sunday morning, go to the synagogue, go to Shar Tzedek, the temple, wherever you're going. We're going to be doing service at 9:30. At about 10:15, we're going to have the Ten Commandments at the Shar Tzedek / Chabad, and we're going to have a huge ice cream party for all the kids afterwards. So go to wherever you can to hear the Ten Commandments, because that is the purpose of Shavuot.
Okay, we'll do that. Now, you mentioned studying Torah at night, and tell us about the services in...
So you have the services is Sunday morning, 9:30, because it's Shavuot, 10:15. We're going to have the Ten Commandments, followed by an ice cream party and cheesecake. And then Monday morning, again, we're going to have service at 9:30. It's Yizkor, that people remember the past, parents, grandparents, siblings, so on and so forth, people in the Holocaust, which is the day that we remember them, that is Shavuot. And then Shavuot is over Monday evening. At about 10 o'clock, I believe, a little bit later.
Rabbi, I want to thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And
hopefully we'll be able to connect from the Big Apple next week.
God willing.
All right. Be well, Ilan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.